not date number 27. It is not date number 27. July 21st, 1969. 26th chapter, heading Wonderful Krishna. The innocent cowhouse boy, as well as the cowhouse man of Vrindavan, without entering into the Hindi places of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and without knowing his uncommon spiritual opulences, began to discuss amongst themselves in the village about the wonderful activities of Krishna, which is never possible to be done by any man in the world. Some of them said, "My dear friends, how it is possible that such uncommon boy could live with us in Vrindavan amongst the cowhouse men, beyond being had to his wonderful activities? It is not possible that he would come and live with us. Just imagine, he is now only 7 years old, and how it was possible for him to lift the Govardhan Hill in one hand, and he held the hill just like the elephant, the king of elephant, holds a lotus flower. In other words, for an elephant, especially the king of elephant, to lift a lotus flower is most insignificant thing. Similarly, Krishna, when he lifted the Govardhan Hill, he did not feel any kind of exertion at all. When you are simply a small baby, you could not see properly, and she killed great demon Putana while sucking her breath. He also sucked her life wonderfully. Krishna killed the Putana demon exactly like the eternal time kills the living creature in due course of time. And when he was only 3 months old and sleeping under net, a hand-driven cart, but when he was hungry for her mother's breast, began to cry and throw his legs upwards, and by the strike of his small legs, the cart immediately broke down in topsy-turvy condition. And when he was only 1 year old, he was terrorized by the Trinavarta demon as a whirlwind. And although he was taken very high in the sky, the child simply, by hanging on the neck of the demon, forced him to come down from such high sky, and the demon died immediately. Sometimes his mother, being disturbed on account of his stealing butter, tied him with the wooden mortar, and the child pushed it towards the pair of trees known as Jamalarjun, and caused their breaking down immediately. Sometimes when he was engaged in tending the crops in the forest along with his elder brother, Balaram, the Bakasur appeared, and he bifurcated the beaks of the demon immediately. And the demon known as Basasu, when entered amongst the cuffs attended by Krishna with a desire to kill him, he immediately detected the demon and killed him and threw him on the top of the tree. Krishna, along with his brother Baladev, when entered into the Palavan, the demon known as Dhanukasu, in the shape of an ass, attacked them, and he was immediately killed by Balaram by catching his hind legs and threw him on the tree. Although the demon Dhanukasu was assisted by his company in the same shape of ass, all of them were killed, and the Palavan became freed
or being used by the animals and inhabitants of Vrindavan. And Purnamba also entered among his cowherd's boy's friend. He caused his death by Balaram. Thereafter, he saved his friends and cows from the severe forest fire. Thereafter, he chastised the Kaliya Nag in the lake of Jamuna, and he forced him to go out of the vicinity of Jamuna River, and thus he made the water of Jamuna poisonless. One of the friends of Nanda Maharaj addressed him and said, "My dear Nanda, we do not know why we are so much attracted with your son Krishna. We want to forget him, but it is impossible to forget him. Why we are so much naturally affectionate towards him? Just imagine how wonderful it is. On one side, a boy of 7 years old only, and on the other side, a huge hill like Govardhan Hill, and he lifted it so easily. Nanda Maharaj, we are now in great doubt that your son Krishna must be some demigod. He is not at all an ordinary boy. Maybe he is the supreme personality of Godhead." That's why, on hearing the versions of the cowherd's men in Vrindavan, King Nanda addressed him and said, "Your cowherd's men, in reply to your, I can simply present before you the statement of Gaugamani so that your doubts may be cleared up." Gaugacharya, when he came to perform the naming ceremony of Krishna, whatever he said are as follows. He said that this boy descends in different periods of time under different color, and this time he has appeared in Vrindavan in a blackish color known as Krishna. Previously he had a white color, and then a red color, and then yellow color, and at the present moment he has assumed in blackish color. He also said that this boy was sometimes the son of Vasudev. And anyone who knows about his previous birth sometimes call him Vasudeva. Actually, he said that my son has many varieties of names according to his different contemporary qualities and activities. Purushacharya assured me that this boy will be all auspicious for my family, and he would be able to give transcendental bliss, full pleasure to all the cowherd's men and cows in Vrindavan. Even though you will be put into various kinds of difficulties, by the grace of this boy, you will be very easily freed from them. He also said that formerly this boy saved the world from unregulated condition of states, and he saved all honest men from the hands of dishonest thieves. In this way, all honest men were saved from the clutches of dishonest population. He also said that any fortunate man who becomes attached to this boy, Krishna, he is never vanquished or defeated by his enemy. On the whole, he is exactly like Lord Vishnu, who takes always the side of the demigods, and thereby they are never defeated by the demons. Purushacharya thus concluded that my child grow exactly like Vishnu in various transcendental beauty, qualification, activities, influence, and opulence. Therefore, I should not be very much astonished by his wonderful activities. After making this statement, when Gardacharya went back to his home, I'm continually seeing wonderful activities of this child. Therefore, in pursuance of the version of Gardacharya, I consider him that he must be Narayan himself, or maybe plenary portion of Narayan. When all the cow has man heard very attentively the statement of Gardacharya through Nanda Maharaj, and when they appreciated the wonderful activities of Krishna and the past, they become very much jubilant and satisfied. After this, they began to eulogize Nanda Maharaj very greatly. By such consultation, their doubts about Krishna became cleared off. The cow herdsman began to say, let Krishna is so kind and beautiful and merciful also, so that Indra, being angry upon us when he sent a torrent of rain accompanied by towering of iced blocks and high wind, he became immediately compassionate upon us and saved ourselves along with our family, cows and valuable position, and picked up the Govardhan Mount Hill just like a child picks up a mushroom umbrella. Saved us so wonderfully that his merciful glance over us and our cows be continued, but at least peacefully under the protection of wonderful Krishna. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purpose of the 26th chapter in the matter of statement about wonderful Krishna.